This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Junming Wen is a tubist and a senior at Interlochen Arts Academy, where he studies with Tom Riccobono. Junming was also one of the winners of this year's concerto competition at Interlochen Arts Academy. Hi, Junming. Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Hi. It's really good to be here.
So tell us where you're from. Where did you grow up?
I'm from the city which we call Guangzhou in China, and that's also the city that I grew up, and that's the city where I was born. It's actually a really big city, and it's in South China.
Now, I understand when you were in the fifth grade and you were deciding what instrument you were going to play, they told you you should play a brass instrument. How did you decide that the tuba was the right brass instrument for you to play?
That person is actually pretty amazing because he could play all the brass instruments, and he just played all of them one by one. And then when he played tuba, I just in love of that sound because it's like really low and really strong and really warm. I love that warm sound. And I also think the tuba looks really big, and I think the big thing is funny. That's why I chose tuba.
One of the biggest, lowest one that they had.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to play the second movement of the Vaughan Williams Tuba Concerto.
And what's your favorite thing about this movement from the concerto that you're about to play?
This movement, we call this like romanza because that's the second movement of the concerto. Usually it's like really lyrical. And I think the essence why people make music is they want to project the beautiful part of their life. And I really want to play this part to be like very beautiful and lyrical.
Okay, well, here is tubist Junming Wen performing the second movement of the Tuba Concerto by Reif Vaughan Williams in Studio A here at Interlochen Public Radio with collaborative pianist Yaru Chang.
Thank you.
We're in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. We just heard the second movement of the Tuba Concerto by Reef Vaughn Williams, performed by collaborative pianist Yaru Chong with tubist Junming Wen, who is a senior at Interlaken Arts Academy. Junming, you're doing really well for yourself as a tuba player. You've won some competitions, but I understand when you were a kid, you had a very different idea of what you wanted to be when you grew up.
Yeah, when I was 5 years old, I started to have my first dream in my life. I want to be a part of the Formula One, the motorsport, to be a former driver for Ferrari. That's my first dream in my life.
Now, how did your parents react when you told them you wanted to be a Formula One driver?
They just said that's a really dangerous thing to do. We don't want to lose you. And that's also cost a lot of money.
Playing the tuba is much more practical. So maybe when you're a rich and famous tuba player, you can afford to also have a Formula One car?
But I already decided to... I already make a choice between Formula One and tuba. I would choose tuba, yeah.
Okay, good to know. One last thing. Tell us about what happened to you that made you keep your mouthpiece with you at all times.
The thing that I do for Interlaken right now, some people might can see you practice on the street when I'm just walking around campus because when I was young, I remember that was the first performance when I was in middle school, and I was so ready. I was the first person to arrive at a concert hall, and when I checked my backpack, I realized that I forgot to bring my mouthpiece. and then the teacher was pretty mad at me. And right now, I just have my mouthpiece in my pocket like all the time, and when I'm walking, I can practice it. But there was like one story when I was the first year at Interlaken. I went to the mall with the one-way ticket for Beta Bus and my mouthpiece, and that's all. I didn't bring my wallet. I just only bring the money for a single ticket and my mouthpiece.
So you were stuck at the mall with nothing but your mouthpiece?
Yeah, for like 6 hours.
How did you get back?
I actually called my mom, and my mom called her friend to pick me up. And that was already too late, and the whole coordinator just like, "What do you mean, why you come back like so late?" And I just told her the story.
You're like, "I only had my mouthpiece."
Yeah.
But at least you had your mouthpiece.
Yeah, I could probably sell it to get a ticket.
Okay, well, Junming Wen, if you see him, he definitely has his mouthpiece with him. He's a tubist. He's an Interlaken Arts Academy senior, and he has decided not to pursue his career as a Formula One driver. Thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A here at Interlaken Public Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. Thanks to Sophia Bondi for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.